This is The E-commerce Leader, a show for you, the owner of a thriving online business. In this quick episode, Jason and Kyle share a book review that every e-commerce leader should know about. Let's jump in.
Yeah, no, we refer to this book all the time with our coaching, clients. And so if you're not familiar with it, it's a business classic according to the front cover. Millions and millions sold. And the reason I think it's powerful is because the subtitle is a process for ongoing improvement. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a novel that has like lessons embedded in it. And so that's really not my ideal like book style. I just like nonfiction, like tell me what to do type books. Mm-hmm. But this one, I read it a long time ago. I love it. I recommend it. I would encourage everybody to get it on Audible or get yourself a Kindle version or a paperback version. You will find tremendous value in it. And let me mention a few of the reasons why I think it's so valuable. Everybody we work with, whether you come into our, Udemy course, 1,000 Udemy, students. So if you come in that way, or whether you are a coaching client, it doesn't matter. Everybody comes into us trying to understand these three things, and they don't even know they're trying to solve these three things, but they are. And this book totally has this whole question on lockdown and really provides answers. So the question that everyone's trying to solve is, what do I change? And because we're all at some level having some outcome, maybe we're making $100 a week on Amazon or Etsy or eBay or wherever.
Right.
Maybe we're making $1,000 a week. Maybe we're making $1,000 a day. Maybe we're making $10,000 a day. We have clients and coaching students at all different levels, students in our courses. But the question they're all trying to strive to ask is, what do I change? And that's what they're looking for is, hey, Kyle, do you know what I should change? Like, Jason, do you know what I should change? What should I change? And then the follow-on questions he outlines in this book is, what do I change to? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the new model? If I have a model that I'm implementing, what's broken that I should change and change to? And then the third piece that he unlocks is, how do you make that change?
Yeah.
And it's just, this book is just like a framework for business that is unescapable. You might not even know you're operating with that framework, but he documents it. Yeah. And he talks about how to work through the improvement process. So to me, it's just genius. The book is so helpful in that regard. I always go back to that metaphor when we're struggling with a problem. Cinnamon and I'll be brainstorming, just back and forth. And I'll always just, it comes in my mind, what do we need to change? What do we need to change to? And how do we make that change? And so that's sort of the gist of what I've always taken from that book and mm-hmm. always why I appreciate it so much and why I recommend it. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Does that resonate with you?
For sure. For sure. I think also that what's interesting about the book is the style in which it's written.
Yeah.
Like what you mentioned too, like, it's easy to kind of go this nonfiction route, like blah, blah, blah. And oftentimes good nonfiction books have elements of storytelling woven in as examples, but it's usually sort of framework oriented, how to, and this one's not necessarily, right? I mean, it's more of the opposite of that, where it's more narrative driven. So it has the opportunity to let the story sink into one's memory.
Right.
Because we are all storytelling and story oriented humans. So that allows the concepts to become, I think, more deeply embedded. And probably one of the ways and the reasons why you remember that so vividly is because it was woven in story form potentially. So that was one way that I thought was really, really compelling to think about it in that way. I also like it that it's sort of based in a sort of a real context, even though it's narrative and storytelling and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, this could actually, it has happened many, 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 many times, mm-hmm. At some capacity, some level. Yeah. I also like from a practicality standpoint, but also the storytelling angle, was that there was a time frame attached to it, right? Like, didn't you have like 90 days or something?
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
A crisis situation, like a turnaround problem.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Which I think is beneficial and also a reality check for us too, because if you were dealing with any sort of transformational process, you have to be thinking about it in terms of what's the time frame yep. for this to take place in.
Yep.
So
absolutely right. Yeah, no. And so it's a phenomenal book. So if you haven't ever checked it out, go get a copy. It's worth the read and learn that lesson of that framework. And I think it'll serve you really, really well, regardless of whether you're a multi-millionaire, billionaire, yeah. online seller, or whether you've just starting out, and you haven't even made $100 yet. Still, it still applies. And that's kind of the cool part to me. So, yeah, so that's our tip related to the book this month. And hopefully that encourages you to go dig into something new and learn something exciting. Cool, man. All right. So we should mention Inner Circle, of course. Mm-hmm. If you're watching this and you like this kind of content, you want to go deeper with our trainings, Inner Circle members actually get every course that we've ever done. And so it's over 10. I don't even remember how many we have that are fully baked courses. Many times it's on the topic of traffic strategies, sales channels, blogging, Shopify course. So we have tons of training that Inner Circle members get. And then we also have coaching, one-on-one coaching. And so if that is of interest to you, we're happy to have you apply. It's an application-only process. And so you apply on winningonshopify.com. And then we have a conversation, 30-minute chat with you, learn about your business, you learn about the coaching process. And if it's a good fit on both sides, then we move forward together. So we'd love to have you check that out. Anything else on that I'm forgetting? That sound about right?
You nailed it. Yeah, yeah, you nailed it. So go pick up your copy or rent it at the library or get it, the goal. Check it out.
Yep.
Apply the lessons
yep.
from it. It's a classic. It's like over 30 years old now at this point, I think. So
yeah. And the author's name again is, I think, Eliyahu Goldratt, G-O-L-D-R-A-T-T. I think you pronounce it Eliyahu. Israeli professor guy. So anyway, yeah, check very it cool. out. We'll go from there. All right, my man. Good times, good times.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The E-Commerce Leader. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, because when you do, you'll get notified. And next time you log into your podcast player, you'll see our latest episode nestling at the top of your lists. Thanks again for listening.